T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
Allen looks to his left, fires left side. To the end zone! Stephon Diggs makes the catch! Touchdown, Buffalo!
Howard Simon.
I could wear my Robinson Cano jersey and have like a syringe nearby. By the way, that's a good example for the kids.
Jeremy White.
I've been very, very wrong about hockey for the last... Don't answer that.
On WGR.
How will you feel if Vegas makes the playoffs next year? My immediate thought was I will eat a flip-flop.
Sports Radio 550.
Hey, see the story about the Mike McCarthy and the watermelons?
I did.
It's pretty funny.
Smashed a watermelon and inspired his team?
Yeah, Saturday night team meeting. He brought a sledgehammer on the charter flight to Minnesota. And Saturday night at the team meeting, he smashed a whole bunch of watermelons with the sledgehammer. And then players joined in as well. And got involved in smashing watermelons. Said he's never seen the comic Gallagher, by the way. If you're old enough to remember, there was a comedian by the name of Gallagher. He used to smash watermelons on the stage, and you would never want to sit in the first few rows because the debris would fly onto you.
Wait a minute. You're telling me Mike McCarthy did this and claims to have never seen Gallagher?
Okay, hold on. McCarthy said he has never seen Gallagher perform, but he might keep the bit going just out of superstition.
Like, never been to a live show? He has seen Gallagher.
I'm reading it the way it is written. I don't know if that means he doesn't know who he was, or he just had never
seen.
Okay, let's say the story comes out. Hey, Mike, heard you smashed watermelons at the team meeting. Yeah, the guys had a good time. So did you take it out of, like, Gallagher's playbook? I've never seen Gallagher. Like, I feel like that you'd be saying, Gallagher? Who's Gallagher?
The only way to answer that truthfully is who? Oh, out of Gallagher's playbook? Out of who?
But you don't have to have seen Gallagher in person. You could have seen him on TV and you'd know who Gallagher was.
That's what I mean. He knows who he is. You're telling me.
But if you. Okay.
Mike McCarthy just randomly chose a sledgehammer and watermelons and didn't get that from a world famous comedian who smashed watermelons with a sledgehammer. It's a coincidence.
Which, by the way, is not a common act. I mean, there weren't many other comedians. So wait a minute.
He didn't just think I'll smash kiwi. Why watermelon?
What fun would kiwi be? Come on, it's so small. What is a kiwi, by the way? It's a fruit, right?
This is officially the strangest story I've ever heard. There's no way does not know.
Hold on, I want to read you this. You tell me. If someone says to you, he's never seen Gallagher perform, do you think he means I've just never been there in person or never actually seen his act? Period.
I think I don't know what to think. To me, that's a strange way to phrase it.
I think if you say I've never seen somebody.
Yeah, he's the guy that smashes watermelons, but I've never seen a full show because he's a football coach and they can never admit that they watch a television show.
He has never seen it. Gallagher actually do that. I mean, not in person. He has not seen.
But he knows that he does do it.
I mean, it didn't really say, honestly, in the story. So, I don't know. I don't have an answer for you.
Okay, quote, Mike McCarthy. It's important to have fun. We were just using the approach honoring the great comedian Gallagher.
Oh, I didn't see that part. Okay.
So, when he says he's never seen him perform, it does mean
he does know
person.
Of his act. Right. All right. Yeah, I didn't see that. That quote is not in the story that I have in front of me.
Okay, one's from NFL.com.
We may have discussed this, but Howard, you've tried a watermelon before, right? You've never tried watermelon.
Never tasted watermelon.
Oh, boy.
It's got pits in it and seeds and crap.
It's got seeds. Actually, it's seedless.
No, it sucks. Why would I try watermelon? What's the freaking point of eating watermelon?
It's delicious.
It is not delicious.
It is. I mean, it is sugar. It is sugar that is naturally occurring in a red dissolving water.
Oh, boy. Let me sign up. That sounds yummy. Gosh, my mouth is watering at this. Oh, my. Watermelon.
You like sugar, right?
Who doesn't like sugar?
It's just straight sugar.
What was the stuff? What was it? Was it Pixie Sticks? The little plastic straw filled with sugar that was just basically just dumped sugar in your mouth?
It's nature's Pixie Stick.
All right. No, I've never, pretty darn sure I've never tried watermelon. Pretty darn sure.
Wow.
Does watermelon ice cream count?
No.
Then I'm pretty darn sure I've never tried watermelon. Ice.
Do they make watermelon?
Yes,
they make watermelon ice cream because Friendly's would have had those watermelon
rolls. That's exactly what I used to get for my wife. She loves those. Yes.
Yeah.
So I've probably had that at some point. But hey, there's a watermelon on the table. We've cut up slices. Does anybody want any on a nice summer cookout day? No, I've never tasted watermelon.
Wow.
Don't say wow, please.
It's not that surprising.
It is This doesn't even come. This isn't even in the same galaxy as peanut butter.
No, it's not. That's right. It's not even close.
Very true.
I just wanted to defend myself a little bit from all the crap I Oh, great to be back on Twitter now.
More than anything, it's kind of amazing because, you know, you hate fruit because it's too nutritious. I don't even think watermelon is nutritious.
Oh, I didn't necessarily say it's too nutritious. Just not fruit just doesn't I don't like the taste of fruit. None of it. Blech. Yuck. Grapes, apples, oranges. What else have I tried over the years? Strawberries, maybe.
Don't like strawberries.
Not a big fan, no.
Don't like blueberries.
Not really. Mm-mm. Man. Raspberries, no.
Blackberries.
Wasn't there another berry in Willy Wonka and the chocolate? Gooseberries or
schnozberries.
Schnozberries? Don't like schnozberries. I've tried those, though. Now, I would try an everlasting gobstopper, but, you know, schnozberries? Yeah. Sorry, boys.
Never had watermelon.
Not a big berries guy.
I'm not surprised. I'm not.
I've had
I'm
a
not
strawberry
even disappointed.
I've had
I'm
a
not
strawberry
even disappointed.
Shake. You shouldn't be disappointed.
I mean, I don't even know what this emotion I feel whenever we find this
you
out.
Should be numbed by this.
Yeah, it's close to numb.
I mean, you
it's
know,
something.
We're together, what, 16 years now? I really don't know that I could ever say anything else. Do you think I could ever say anything else on this show that would truly surprise you?
There's a couple things. A couple things.
I love Twitter. I'm so glad I'm back on Twitter today. Nick, how is it I've been watching, listening, following Howard since back when he was on Empire, and I still get shocked by these things when they come to light? Next tweet from Jimbo. There is something seriously wrong with him.
At this point, like it's such a different form of shock. I think the shock, you're shocked that you're not shocked. And you think,
that's good,
I can't believe that of course you haven't. Of course you haven't. And I'm blown away by me not being surprised that you haven't.
No.
We've reached that level. It's like, it's meta. It's meta. That's what that is, I think.
Okay.
Maybe that's what
is
meta
it transitive
is.
Properties?
No. We learned that from Sal today.
See, that's the whole point. You should not be blown away that the fact you're not surprised. You've come to expect not being surprised by anything that I tell you that I didn't try.
Yeah.
Couple of tweeters have said, have you tried breathing?
Once or twice. That's not like a try it, you might like it. That's more of like an important, like a mandatory thing. Like I drink water. Like, do I like water? Well, no, but it's really important to have water, I think. Max tweeted in, I mean, why would he not? Who looks at a slice of watermelon at a barbecue and goes, quote, nah, doesn't look like it's worth the risk. Yeah. It's not a risk. I'm not afraid of eating fruit. I just don't see the point of eating it. It doesn't please me. I get no pleasure from food when it's fruit. Like
it
ice cream, yummy.
Joy, yeah.
Right, it doesn't bring me joy. Pancakes, pizza, wings, candy bars. I mean, there's lots of stuff that brings me joy. Baked ziti. I don't know where that came from. But there's nothing appealing about eating fruit. It's not a dessert to me. It's not anything that looks like, man, I cannot wait to get home and peel me an apple or core me an apple or whatever you do to an apple.
You talk about it like it's like a computer mainframe that you've got to dice, whatever.
Come on, let's face it. How much fun is it working with me at moments like this? The others all suck, but moments like this, it's worth it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. You know, like...
Say nice things. Just say nice things about me at the wake. That's all I ask. When you stand up, you're not giving the eulogy, but at some point, say nice things about me.
Arlen tweets in, can we get a commitment from Howard to try watermelon on the air if the Bills win the Super Bowl this season?
I'll try watermelon on the air just to try it. Okay. I mean, I, and it's not like
you. You won't do it at home and then tell us how it was, like that you did it with the peanut butter and ruin everything?
I might test run it just so I don't get sick on the air. Like you, you are repulsed.
Sick. Come on. I swear to God, I'm getting sick.
Come on, you know I'm just piling on for humor at this point. You are repulsed at the idea of eating an egg, right?
A hard-boiled egg, right.
Yeah, right. I had one last night on my salad.
Right.
It's very good.
It is, to me, the most disgusting world.
No.
Hold on. And I've tried it.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
You just
tried
don't like
it.
The texture, the taste?
I try eggs maybe once every year or two. I'll try some form of eggs. Mm-hmm. I've never, ever liked it. But I keep trying because your tastes do change.
Scrambled eggs, you know, omelets, poached eggs over easy.
I'll try a bite of an omelet next year. And you know what? I'll probably be like, I don't like it. If I do like it, that'd be great because everyone seems to really like omelets and I would like to like omelets, but I just don't. You see people enjoying something and you're like, I don't get it. Without even trying.
Do you not understand how much fun an omelet station is at a buffet setup?
I'm telling you, I want to like omelets. I don't.
That's one of the greatest things. When the guy's standing there or the gal, and they're going to put the eggs in, and you're like, I'm going to have some mushrooms. I'm going to have some broccoli. I'm going to have some cheese. I'm going to have some, it's
fantastic. This is why people are always blown away by when you haven't tried something, because there are a lot of people out there, I think, listening that don't like a food that wish they did. Mm-hmm. You know, there might be someone listening that, I really wish I liked beers, IPAs.
That's my one. That's it for me, beer.
Or I really wish I liked... I don't know. Omelets is a good one because I wish I liked coffee because coffee can be a little bit of a social, you know, everyone gets coffee around a table.
Sure.
There are plenty of examples of people wanting to like something and not liking it. In your case, you don't even give thought to liking it. Like,
Well, I don't think I'm missing out on anything, so why would I give thought to liking it?
I know.
Like with beer, honestly, that's, okay. Again, really, don't try and figure out how I think because it's just not worth it. But I look at beer. And I've told, right, that is the one thing. I'm not a beer guy. I've tried it many times. I tried my first beer when I was like 14. I've never liked the taste. It just tastes sour to me. I don't like it. I've tried different beers. You took me out one time and you put out, there was one of those like sample things, you know, where they give you like the little six or seven different, nothing. Yeah. I do wish, like I would love, a nice hot day. How about a cold beer? Like I feel like I'm missing out on something. That's it. There is nothing. No fruit, no other food, nothing you could bring up on this show where I would tell you, I wish I liked that. But having said that, I will try just about anything. I mean, I'm all bluster, honestly. You bring in a watermelon? Sure, I'll try it.
Sure.
I mean, I tried Slim Jims for you guys.
Yeah, it's true.
Right? Come on.
Right.
Jill tweeted in, would you try a watermelon Kit Kat?
Sure. Well, there's chocolate in it. See, that's a big part of it. I tried the apple Kit Kat because there was a Kit Kat in it. If it was just apples, what's the point of eating it? I don't like fruit. But you throw chocolate in there. All right, baby. Now we're talking good. Now we're talking something I can enjoy. There's a taste in that overall combination of things that I would actually enjoy. The chocolate portion, which is probably why... apples dipped in chocolate I would have tried when I was a kid at some point. You know, the apple on the stick, you dip it into hard chocolate, and chocolate-covered strawberries I would have tried at some point, not because I like strawberries, because there was chocolate on it. Sean wants to know if I was raised by wolves. No.
Wolves eat watermelon, probably.
Do they?
They probably do.
There's got to be at least one breed of wolf that will eat a watermelon, yeah.
I had a couple people tell me that I'm not missing out on anything with the watermelon.
At least they've tried it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think I have. I don't really remember. One person said, Taylor tweeted in, he's missing nothing, overrated, overhyped. Melons are the big people play of the fruit world.
I mean, I don't know about that. If we're going all melons, if I Google melons, what will come up?
Okay. I was just about to do that, actually.
We've got your cantaloupes. We've got your honeydew.
Honeydew, right? Yeah, yeah. My wife's
listen,
a big
I'm here to tell you
person.
That honeydew, if it's not ripe perfectly, is just not worth it.
I'm not a cantaloupe person either. That
cantaloupe.
Ooh, I think I have tried cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe, yeah.
Yeah, I've tried that. It's not a fan.
Oh, cantaloupe is great.
Yeah.
I like cantaloupe. Sorry. Honeydew is just often not sweet enough. That's what I'm saying.
See, there you go.
Honeydew.
See? Right, sweet. There. And there's no chocolate in it.
No. But I've tried it.
You could cover
and
it in chocolate.
Like the other thing about watermelons, it's kind of fun, is they make square watermelons. They've done everything to watermelons.
Is that right?
You can design watermelon into anything you want.
No kidding.
Yep.
Like a football watermelon.
Sure. I mean, it already is kind of shaped like a football.
I got a tweet. Here's a good suggestion for Mike and Chris. Make it an all-day affair. Have Bulldog and Shope draft foods that Howard has never tried. Yeah. First food drafted, Howard eats on the show the next morning.
Love it.
That's great.
Brayton, can you bring in watermelon?
Yeah.
Bring in some watermelon. I'll try it on the show tomorrow. I promise, Jeremy, I will not eat watermelon today. I will wait, and I'll have some watermelon on the show tomorrow.
Okay. I'll bring in some.
All right.
I'll go get some.
Is it in season? It might be tough.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I mean, I'll go check out the local Schmops Friendly Schmarket later.
Yeah,
we'll
see if you can find. See if you can find some watermelon or cantaloupe. Name a fruit, guys. I'll leave it for you to decide what you want. We'll have a day, and you can bring in a few things that it would be like, okay, Howard's going to try this day, and I'll just try whatever you guys bring in. I don't mind.
Another tweet here, it says, Long Island must be I'm going to say it like you do in Long Island. Horrible place. Right? Isn't it horrible? It's not horrible. It's horrible
place.
Long Island is
what do
a
you do on
place.
Long Island? What do you people do? It's got to be a horrible place. Nope, that's Brooklyn.
Jack tweets in, what the heck was in your lunch every day as a kid?
Bagel and cream cheese, or a bologna sandwich, or a salami sandwich, and that was pretty much it. Or I'd buy lunch at school. Bagel and cream cheese, bologna, or salami. Yep.
They never sold watermelon at the school?
If they did, why was I going to buy it? I don't like it. What's the... Do you not understand this? Got a tweet. This has to be a bit at this point. One of the greatest radio bits ever. How is it possible one man has deprived himself of such an array of foods? If my wife, she would not come on the radio show. She likes anonymity. She does not want to be known as the woman who is married to me, quite obviously, because of a number of reasons. But she would back me up on all this stuff. She's been with me 30 years now since we first started dating.
Through everything. All the foods you haven't tasted.
Absolutely. She knows what to buy, what not to buy, what I'm not going
to
try.
Yeah,
she knows
what
I won't.
What not to buy. You go down one aisle and buy crackers. That's it.
I love crackers, by the way. Club crackers. I could eat like an entire sleeve of club crackers in one sitting. She knows what to, we're out at a restaurant. Hey, I'm going to get the appetizer. Would you like to? Okay, forget it. She's on all this. I'm not making this stuff up, really. This is not a radio bit. I just don't like a lot of stuff. I'm very much set in my ways.
Yep.
I've earned it, man. I got an AARP card. Once you get an AARP card, you can be get off my lawn guy and not have to do anything you don't want to do. You can't, Jeremy. You're not old enough. And Brayton, you're far away from being get off my lawn. Well, no, you have some alarming tendencies of get off my lawn guy. I would admit that.
So in review,
yes, sir?
Do you think Mike McCarthy has seen Gallagher?
I guess he meant
after all that.
So I guess he meant he's just never seen an in-person performance where he could have had bits of watermelon fly onto him in the first row. So yes, I guess it would mean he was aware of. I mean, it's on YouTube, for goodness sake. Yeah, I guess it would mean he was aware of. He meant he didn't see the guy in person, and I didn't either. I mean, I've never seen Gallagher perform in person, but I knew.
Ever smashed a pumpkin?
I have not. Does it? Have you?
I think so. Not like somebody else is vandalizing their property, but, when you're done, I'm thinking about that because of smashing watermelons with a sledgehammer. Pumpkins come apart pretty easy. Watermelons smash.
Yeah, I may have smashed a pumpkin post-Halloween at some point.
Yeah, they just throw it on the ground.
But never a watermelon that I can recall? No.
You can't. You're not sure if you've smashed. You definitely haven't eaten it, but you might have smashed it.
No, I don't. I mean, there are so many drunken nights in my life, Jeremy, that I can't remember what I did. So I'm going to vote no, I have not smashed a watermelon. Bring one in tomorrow. Set some stuff down on the floor. I mean, bring tarps And I'll gladly smash a watermelon. Just keep it away from the computers.
Gallagher used to be on, I can remember growing up, Gallagher was on VH1 all the time.
Oh, was he?
I think that's where I would have seen all the shows.
Yeah, I don't remember
and
what
I have
seen
all of them. I mean, maybe not all of them, but if they ran seven of them, I've seen all seven. I've definitely seen plenty of Gallagher.
Are there different ways he smashed the watermelon? Hammer, watermelon, smash?
So you've never seen the whole the Sledge-O-Matic performance either?
I don't know. I don't.
You have not?
I don't think I've seen the Sledge-O-Matic, but it sounds classic.
It's
I'll have to look that up.
It's iconic, the Sledge-O-Matic.
I'll look at that after the show. All right, when we get back, sorry, no watermelon talk. We'll go back to football. We'll talk, we'll get a national perspective on the Bills and the NFL. We'll be joined by Therese Paylor. He is the senior NFL reporter for Yahoo Sports. He's on the way next on WGR.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Put Buffalo in that second group, you know, and I think Miami is sort of snuck into that second group as well. Indy is probably in that second group, although Phillip Rivers has barely been an upgrade from what they had last year with Jacoby Brissett. I'm trying to think if I'd put anybody else in there.
This is Mike Giardi from NFL Network, was on with us recently. We're going to talk with Therese Paylor from Yahoo Sports in a moment. The Bills just announced they have activated Josh Norman off the reserve COVID list. So good news, the Bills hopefully getting a little healthier at cornerback. That's been a tough spot for them this season. Injuries, COVID, what have you. So Norman is activated. He's on the 53-man roster. That still leaves the Bills with one open roster spot. So we'll see if anything is done before the game against the Chargers, but they have 52 men right now on the active 53-man roster. 803-0550 to join us. We're going to the Western Hotline. We'll get a national view on the Bills and what's going on in the NFL. We're joined by Therese Paylor, senior NFL reporter for Yahoo Sports, and you can catch his Therese Paylor Show podcast as well. Therese, good morning. It's Howard and Jeremy. Thanks for coming on with us today.
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're knee deep in a hell of a race here, Therese. We'll get your perspective on the big picture in the AFC in a moment, but first we want to start with the Bills. So your thoughts on the 7-3 Bills, what would you say about them right now?
I've been on the Bills and the Sean McDermott era. I'm actually really
encouraged by the season they've had thus far. And I was actually talking about this on my show recently. I think the Bills are, I mean, they're probably the third best team in the NFC, the third team in the NFC I actually really trust right now, right? I know what they're going to do. They're going to play defense. You know, I have a lot of, I like Josh Allen a lot. Like, I believe that he's the kind of quarterback that could maybe pull some plays when you need to need him to in January and get the Mahomes or against a Roethlisberger. As far as winning a Super Bowl, they're probably a year away from that, doing that in a real way. But I do see them winning a playoff game this year and, you know, possibly doing even more depending on how much better they get by the end of the season.
You know, Josh, you mentioned Josh Allen, Trez, and we were having a discussion earlier. It's a very good year for Josh Allen. He's made a lot of strides, and his game looks a lot better. But, you know, the question is, can you sustain? And we were pointing out, you know, that class that he came in, right? 2 years ago, Baker Mayfield looked like the guy out of that class with what he did when he first took over in Cleveland. And then last year, Lamar Jackson blows away the rest of that quarterback class. And this year, you can make the case that Josh Allen is playing the best out of the group. It's the ability to not just get better, but it's the ability to sustain at that level or keep getting better, right?
As a matter of fact, I would make that case. I think Allen's playing the best of any of those quarterbacks right now. And I think the most encouraging thing, too, is that he's on pace to finish with a better season passing the football. I mean, he already is right now. He's got more touchdowns, fewer interceptions than he did last year, right? And I think he's been a lot better as far as being more efficient as a field general. Like, you see him throwing with touch to out routes, crossers, that type of deal. And I've talked to him a few times before. Like, you get a sense that he's a guy who would have loved the game of football. And as someone who loves the game of football myself and has kind of used that to continue to rise in my career, I know how important that is. And also have come to realize, talking to players over the years, like, you want to determine whether or not a guy's going to get better, that's a great place to start. The game of football really matters to Josh Allen. And I have 100% faith that his best football is ahead, even though he's having a career year. I think one thing we got to realize here, the Bills have an opportunity to go far with Josh Allen because I think there's a day where he could be a legitimate, I mean, you can argue he's in the MVP race now, but like, I think there'll be a day he can win an MVP. In fact, I think I would bet that he'll win an MVP eventually.
Wow. Okay, so you know what? That comment, maybe it's more of a down the road thing, but it did make me want, I wanted to bring up something else with you. So you said the Bills probably third in the AFC. I'm going to guess in whatever order, your top two are KC, Pittsburgh, or Pittsburgh, KC. Is there anybody else, Trez, if you look at the AFC picture, outside of those two, if you had to pick one team, there are like seven teams with three or four losses. If you had to pick one other team that, like Tennessee, could make a run in the conference playoffs this year, do you have a best bet?
I would pick Tennessee and the Bills, and I actually put them, I guess I put Tennessee at least in the same tier as the Bills. I mean, they made an AFC Championship game last year, right? So you got to respect that. You know, that does matter. I know those two teams met this year, right? I think Tennessee's in the mix with you guys, you know. But after that, though, you know, these other 7-3 teams I really don't believe in, to be honest. I think the Colts are 7-3, right? But, you know, Phillip Rivers is going to throw three interceptions in the playoffs. Like, you got to feel like that's coming. You know, the Browns are 7-3. And I like the Browns. I'm actually really encouraged about their future because there's confidence, you know, in the coaching staff now. But, you know, when teams first get good after a long spell of not being good, they typically don't do very much in the playoffs. So at least their history is limited. There's only so many 99 Rams, you know what I mean? So one team I think that's better than people need to recognize is the Raiders. They've competed with the Chiefs. And the fact they didn't get blown out on Sunday in a game where typically Andy Reid would have blown them out with the bye, with it being a game they needed to win. There's a lot about the Raiders. I think the Raiders are finished with a winning record and make the playoffs.
Trez, what do you think about Baltimore? That's become a big discussion now because of the way Lamar and the offense has kind of stepped back a little bit. They lose the other day, so they're 6-4. They're dealing with some COVID issues now. They got a game Thursday against the Steelers, so they could be 6-5. What's happened with Baltimore?
Yeah, so I'm not out on the Ravens. You know, I think I believe in Lamar Jackson, I should say. Like, I'm not out on Lamar. I believe in Lamar, but I'm concerned because the offense requires a good offensive line for it to work because it's about downhill imposing your will. And you know, I was talking about this on my other podcast, the Yahoo Sports NFL podcast, and I hope people check that out too, on Apple, Stitcher, all that. But we were talking about that, and it's like, I'm worried about him because that game against the Titans, that's the kind of game that last year's team wouldn't have lost. And they let Tennessee come up in there and disrespect them. They jumped on their midfield logo. And they let the Titans bully them, to be honest. And that goes against everything John Harbaugh and what he's tried to build there stands for. So my point is, I don't know if their issues can get fixed this year because the offensive line is just not good enough. They miss Ronnie Stanley. They miss Marshall Yanda. You know, there's a good chance they'll still make the playoffs, but they'll be limited on how far they can go because the offense just doesn't work when the offensive line can't block the way it did last year.
Final thing for you, an NFC question. Brady and the Bucs played last night, and we were talking a little bit about this earlier. And by the way, Terrez Paylor with us from Yahoo Sports, senior NFL reporter. A year ago, Terrez, when Brady played the Bills here, New England won, and the Patriots looked terrible on offense. And it really kickstarted the discussion of, are we beginning to see the end of Brady? By the end of the season, we realized part of his problem was that team had no offensive talent around Tom Brady. Now, that's not the case in Tampa. He had a rough night last night. He's had some rough moments this season. What are your thoughts on Brady? The beginning of decline, definitely decline, or do you think he's still got a couple years left in him?
He definitely declined. In his prime, he was more adept at maneuvering in the pocket to avoid pressure. He was never like a scrambling guy. You know, he's never a scrambling threat like Josh or Patrick Mahomes or anything, obviously. But he was always adept at, like, moving left or right to create a little extra time. He could still do that, you know, but he's not as adept at it as he used to be. The arm strength has declined a little. It's pretty amazing he's still playing at a fairly high level because he's 43 years old, you know. The decline is there, but that doesn't mean that he can't get them to the Super Bowl if they get the right things going for him. Like, the best thing they have going for him is that, you know, they can connect on the deep ball, which is something you see older quarterbacks kind of stop doing because they don't want to get hit, i.e. Drew Brees. Drew Brees doesn't throw deep anymore. Tom Brady does, and that gives them a chance at the level of dynamism they need to win in January. I am sour on them right now because I was high on them a couple weeks ago. Then they completely no-showed in a must-have game at home against the Saints. And that's the kind of loss that if you're a championship team, you don't lose like that. You don't just no-show against a division rival at home. You know, and everyone's looking at this game. You show up, and they no-show. So, I'm not crazy about that, obviously. And, they've got some issues, but they do have a really good defense, even still. And I do think they'll make the playoffs, and I do think they'll be a difficult out. I do.
Terrez, you mentioned your podcast. Why don't you get a plug for your podcast before we let you go?
Yep. Again, it's the Yahoo Sports NFL podcast. I host that with my buddy Charles Robinson. We talk about everything, including the Bills. We're fans of the Bills. We love where this team is headed. I think they got a bright future. We talk about them a decent amount, too. So I hope you guys check that out on Apple, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast.
All right. Terrez, thanks for giving us some time this morning. Have a great Thanksgiving. That is Terrez Paylor, he's senior NFL reporter, Yahoo Sports, joining us on the West Hare Hotline. Again, if you're just joining us, news coming down this hour, the Bills have activated Josh Norman off the reserve COVID list. So, and they are practicing today. Tuesday is normally an off day, but they had the bye week, getting back to work and on the practice field today to prepare for the Los Angeles Chargers on Sunday. So Josh Norman, we would anticipate, would be back working out in a full go, hopefully play on Sunday against the Chargers, and they could use him. 803-0550 to join us. Actually, Extended Sports, I'm sorry, coming up in a moment. Instigators, top of the hour, WGR.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Breaking sports news airs first here, guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
I did not come here tonight to make you laugh. I came here to sell you something. I want you to pay particular attention. Because the amazing Master Tool Corporation, a subsidiary of Fly By Night Industries, has entrusted who? Me. To show you the handiest and the dandiest kitchen tool you've ever seen. And don't you want to know how it works?
Yes.
First, you get out an ordinary apple or two. You place the apple between pan to pan. Then what do you do, gang? It's simple. You reach for the tool. It is not a slicer. It is not a dicer. It is not a chopper and a hopper. What in the hell could it possibly be? It is Sledge-O-Matic.
There you go.
I got to go watch that.
Sledge-O-Matic. You've never seen him do it?
I probably did. I mean, I've seen the smashing the watermelons. I probably saw the Sledge-O-Matic at some point so long ago.
He smashes a lot of stuff.
When was that? 80s? When was he big?
Yeah, probably.
80s, right? Hey, big day for Brayton.
Last minute of play in the show.
Give a shout-out to your team. Brayton is
HC
celebrating
Dinos.
A title.
Korean Series baseball champions for the first time in franchise history.
Woo!
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, my SK Wyverns did not do so well this year.
Jeremy, did you see the trophy that they won?
Yeah, it's a giant sword.
Giant freaking sword, man.
It's pretty cool.
That's dangerous, isn't it? Should they like not celebrate with the trophy in the clubhouse?
It does very much make it look like a trophy you want to win. Like, hey, whoever wins this whole thing gets that sword over there. Like, oh, I want that.
All right. That's pretty cool.
Who doesn't want a sword?
All right, so anything else you had to get in, sir? Tomorrow's Wednesday.
It is. What do we do on Wednesdays?
We look forward to Thursdays. I don't know.
I owe really you that story about the Milwaukee Bucks and something about future tailgating and stuff.
One of our annual Thanksgiving traditions is tomorrow.
Are we still doing it?
Survivor.
Yes.
Are you still?
What are we
going to
make
really?
Different about it? What are we going to do?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
It's
going to
be a little different.
Yeah.
Right?
All right.
Family and friends are voted out first.
Family and friends can't show up.
Right.
So, yeah. All right. Instigators are coming up next. We are back tomorrow morning at 6. Have yourself a great day. And Brayton's bringing in watermelon tomorrow, so that'll be fun.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!